You want to refer to Mr. Cooper's wife, you'd say. Well, you better ask...
Ask Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper's wife. You'd better ask...
Mrs. Cooper.
You want to stress it's not Mr. Cooper, but it's...
Ask Mrs. Cooper, huh?
Okay. The woman who married your uncle...
Is my aunt, huh?
And it's not my aunt, it's... You might say it's not your... My aunt, it's... You say that to me. It's not my aunt, but it's...
Not my aunt, but it's your aunt.
And the man, the title in the army that Eisenhower had, he was a 5-star...
General.
You ever have a name for a part-time preacher around here? Special name?
Oh, let's see, I guess we did.
Some kind of funny one sometimes.
If I could think of, let's see, a circuit rider? Would that be it?
Uh-huh. That's one. You ever call him a jackleg preacher?
No, never did.
Yard axe or a Bible banger or anything like that?
No.
Oh, that's a real funny one.
But we used to call Preacher Lawson up here the old skim milk guy, because every time he had a 2-gallon jug and he'd say, brother, when he'd come to this, he'd say, brother Aleph, I got my little jug out in the country, brought my little jug along, you might let the boys get it, if you will. And we'd go out and get this big old 2-gallon jug, stood up higher than that. We'd run a broomstick through the handle to carry it. Two of us couldn't carry it full of milk. He'd come out after milk, you know, and know my dad would give it to him, but I don't know. Some of these preachers are sort of beggars.
Yeah, sure. The man before whom the trial is conducted in a court, they conduct a trial in front of the man with the black robe.
Oh, is he be the judge, huh?
And a person who goes to school to study is called a
student.
And the lady that works for the boss and types for him and does his dictation.
Stenographer.
And writes something, writes letters for him.
That's stenographer, would it be?
Well, another word for that. Sometimes he's a private...
Secretary. Private secretary, yeah.
And the name of the town officers, there's the mayor, and then there's the
town board.
And you're not a Canadian, you're an...
American.
And the fellow who is not white, he's got brown skin or black skin.
He's, I don't know, you call him a Negro, a dark hair, or what?
Well, you probably, depending on... How you think? What you think about him at the time? Well, if you're very mad at him, you might call him something else. what would you call him if, say, a derogatory term? You want him? They were causing you trouble or something.
Well, I wouldn't know just what to say.
Negro would be probably a neutral term, as far as your emotions toward him are concerned. You ever call him darky? You say?
Oh yes, call him a darky.
Coon?
Coon? Yes, you could call him a coon too.
Nigger?
Yeah, nigger. That'd be right. I'm a nigger.
Well, they do that with other people, nationality groups and so forth, and they don't cringe quite as much. During World War II, I was called by my playmates as a child. I was called a kraut.
Kraut.
My great-grandfather came from Germany. That made me a kraut, you see. Do you have a name for a man who seldom ever gets into town? When he does, he kind of makes a fool of himself. He's so backwards.
A hermit?
You ever call him a...
Miser?
No. Mountain boomer? Or no, you wouldn't around
no.
here. A rustic? Or
no, no.
Hillbilly?
No, no.
Cracker? Backwoodsman? Yahoo?
No.
Hick?
Hick? Well, you might call him Hick, yeah. Nut.
What was the last?
Nut.
A nut.